A new partnership for Mediterranean forests has been set up to address major threats to the region's woodlands, exacerbated by the severe impacts of climate change. The venture was announced on Wednesday at the second Mediterranean Forest Week, which is currently underway in Avignon, France. It involves 12 institutions and organizations, including the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. The partnership will focus direct action primarily on 6 countries of the southern and eastern Mediterranean: Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Syria, Lebanon and Turkey. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Eduardo Rojas Brialis, Assistant Director General of the FAO Forestry Department, about the initiative.
Yes, we are celebrating 100 years of the network of Silva Mediterranea, that is a setting of the countries of the Mediterranean around the Mediterranean Sea, working on forest issues for 100 years. And in that setting, we've identified the need to engage as well partners from non-state partners, from NGOs, from Forest Owners Association, Professional Association, Research Institutions, and other members of the civil society. And this is the aim of this partnership. We have a similar setting on the global scale, the so-called Collaborative Partnership on Forests, that harmonize the work of 14 international organizations on forests, and we have understood that it was important to replicate the same model of Mediterranean, and especially in the strong changes the region is facing now in both social, political and environmental issues. And of course, the climate change is one of the big threats that are facing Mediterranean forests.
What is FAO calling for with regard to forest governance in the region?
Yes, we are working with the countries in the southern and eastern rim of the Mediterranean to develop advanced forest policies that are able to face the challenges ahead of us in relation to forest tenure, in relation as well to the renewal of their public services in the forest financing, so they have the sufficient resources to restore the forest. We have to consider that despite this region is not anymore losing forest, fortunately, there is a strong historical degradation of the forest in the area for more than 3,000 years, and there are huge restoration efforts to be done in the southern and eastern countries of the Mediterranean, and that these forests are going to suffer strongly on the climate change stress in the next decades.
What you're saying is there are certainly challenges and there are certainly threats.
Yes, sure. And of course, the most visible is the forest fire, which at the end may make difficult to understand which are the underlying causes. It can be climate change. It can be as well rural depletion and emigration, especially in the northern countries of the basin. But it is as well linked to inappropriate techniques to fight against fire in the southern countries that don't have are not prepared to fight against this phenomena. And of course, FAO is also working closely with the countries in the southern rim to create capacities to prevent forest fires and when the fires outbreak, then to stop them.
Looking at the situation for future generations, how serious is it, and how serious will it be for future generations?
Yes, the predictions on climate change for the regions look very dark. Regardless, these are calculations that have not been consolidated by the fact how climate has developed. So if really the rain patterns reduce as predicted and the temperature increases so much, many areas that today have or could have forests in the southern and eastern countries of the Mediterranean will lose the forest, which would be very negative as well for the protection of watershed, for the provision of clean water, for the soil protection, and for the biodiversity and other functions. So in that sense, it is crucial first to adapt the forests of these countries to the threat of climate change, to have these forest firefighting capacities, but as well to do everything possible, and this is not possible in a Mediterranean scale, it's in a global scale, to get the emissions, especially of carbon, down so that the worst scenarios of climate change don't happen, and by this vegetation can keep in the traditional areas where it was. So it is a shared challenge to keep the climate change below these 2 degrees that was the agreement in Copenhagen summit in 2009, because if we reach a higher degree of temperatures, Mediterranean region as well as Africa, other areas that are mostly challenged by the increase of temperature and reduction of rainfall.
How much do you and your agency and other agencies, how much do you think the message is getting out there that climate change is a serious issue? There have been conferences, as you were talking about, but how much do you think it's really being taken on board? Do you think it's a positive development that there are so many more conferences than we would have seen many, many years ago?
For sure. I mean, in the last 2 years, climate change is rising interest, and many agents and countries are looking forward to the Durban Mid Summit in later the year in order to fulfill the path that started in Copenhagen, especially speed up during Cancun last December. So there's a huge hope that this moves forward, and especially the development in the crisis in the Near East shows that basing our energy supply just on petrol and gas is a very risky issue. We have to search for other sources, and of course the crisis in Japan showing that as well, nuclear energy most likely is not the most promising one. So any options, first of course of reduction of consumption, and especially of substitution by renewable energies, are key, and forests can be backbone for this answer. May I recall that countries like Sweden or Austria have announced that for 2050 they won't need any other source of energy than renewable energies, not including nuclear, and most of this energy is going to come from the forest sector. So in that sense, it's very important to keep the forest in good shape and as well to take all the opportunities for energy supply coming from forestry or agriculture without hampering food security.
How confident are you that agreements can be reached at certainly the next summit coming up? Do you think the countries can really take the chance and grasp and really go for it and get an agreement going?
That should be, because otherwise we will enter difficult electoral years in the US and in main European countries during 2012, 2013. So if we are not able to keep the momentum this time, it will be very difficult the momentum will be started again after 3 or 4 years. And we have also to think that the Kyoto Agreement will end its mandate next year. So it is really the last chance in Durban to avoid a breach agreement in Kyoto by postponing the time of this agreement. So in that sense, the chances are high, and we hope that this energy crisis we are facing, even in such a weak moment of the global economy with high petrol prices, will move the countries to reach an agreement, which at the end, it's mostly of the countries that are outside the Kyoto Protocol, because those who were signatory have made commitments that are reasonable and that are consistent. So in that sense, it's practically an issue to get the US, China and India on board. And the other elements have been agreed in Cancun and the technical meetings. So it's a question that these three countries reach a specific agreement, not a generic agreement like until now, and can be on board on this new very relevant agreement that all the UN system is working forward.